What's up, y'all? It's man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. And before I get into the review of this, I guess, much anticipated album, if I sound a bit stuffy or raspy, I am still fighting to get through a cold that I got a couple days earlier. But I didn't want to just take this day off of recording this podcast because I figured, listen, you can get through it, you know. You might hear some sniffles here and there, some clear the throats, even some coughs. I took cough medicine before recording this, so hopefully that helps suppresses some of the cough, but yeah, I just wanted to let that be known before we get into this episode. Here, the review for Beyoncé's latest album, Cowboy Carter. Now, this heavily supported, heavily loved album. What is my thoughts? Because I don't go based off other people's thoughts. Although I will mention other people's thoughts and the perception. What are my thoughts on this album? I'll start off with the pros. So, pro number one, I thought that this album here, if you thought Renaissance, the first Renaissance, was probably her most versatile album, I would not disagree with you, only if you haven't listened to this. I think this is her most versatile experimental album that she's ever done, like ever, and that's a good thing, obviously, because the music, not all of it, but there are some good sounding songs on here. I do think that Beyonce, and this was later on in my notes, but I'm being called to talk about it now, I guess. Beyonce didn't pull a Drake. And yes, every time I get to take a shot at Drake, I'm going to do so. Remember my last review for Drake's album, the last album, solo album, at least he did. I think it was called Something Nevermind or something like that. In that review, I said that Drake thought he could just put his nasally annoying singing voice on a bunch of house beats and think that that was going to be considered house music, or at least good house music, simply because, oh, I'm Drake and I could just put my voice on any type of music, and therefore that means I am making music, good music of this specific genre. Whereas on this album here, why I bring up Drake is because, not because he's on this album, because he's not, so for those who are disappointed or whatever, or those who might rejoice about that, you can rejoice that Drake isn't on this album. But I liking what Drake did on there to, well, I won't say I liking it to what Beyonce did here, as far as, oh, I'm Beyonce, so I can just put my stank on a country album, even though she don't want to call it a country album, although she, there were rumors of her being upset that she wasn't accepted by the country community. So then it was like, why are you then upset at the very music artist in the community for not accepting you for making country music if you're not making a country album? I don't know. That's something that's the stuff I pay attention to, you know. But nonetheless, not every song on this album is a song that I enjoy or a song that I thought was good. There go that cough I was telling you about. But I do think that she adds a lot of value, a lot of good value to the genre of country music. Now, if you want to call it a country album or not, we're not going to get into the semantics, schematics, whatever. All I'm saying is, based off of what I've heard on this album, my listens of this album, I will say that if she were to continue to dabble into country music, I think she would make a great killing with it. There are a handful of songs on here that I absolutely like. Two of which are actually my favorite songs of this year so far. I'm not gonna say they're my favorite songs on this album, and I'll get to that at the end, as always. But I'm not gonna say which two of those songs are my favorite songs of this year. Although I don't think it's gonna be hard. I don't think it's gonna be hard to guess which two. But nonetheless, I think that she did not pull a Drake in the sense that she actually wanted to do justice by the genre. She didn't just want to say, I'm Beyonce and you have to accept me because I'm just this big superstar and I'm coming into this lane that I'm typically not into, but you're going to respect me anyways. Now, it may come off that way to some connoisseurs of country music or creators of said sound. I can see why they would believe Beyonce is doing that. But you listen to this album, and I can tell you, if you actually listen to it and you don't just throw it away because black girl making country music, or you just throw it away because big superstar making country music, big superstar who doesn't really make country music, even though she has in the past, it's making an album that is majority, I'll put it that way, country influenced. Nonetheless, I still, even if she had done it in the past on full length albums, to just throw it away without, or just have an opinion on it, or just throw it away, yeah, as I was saying, without even listening to it yourself, yeah, like your opinion is null and void, whether you make country music or whether you are a connoisseur of it. I like country music, keyword like. It takes specific songs, specific artists for me to say, hey, I like what they do on here. The Highwaymen is a country group that I like. And I think that there's a group called the Highway Women, which is, a play on the Highwaymen. I got to check them out. I know I mentioned them on this podcast before. I've mentioned the Highwaymen on here before as well. But I got to check out the Highway Women at some point in time. Just maybe that'll be a Patreon exclusive if I boot up the Patreon again. Or if there's a time where there's not enough current albums, if they're not dropping this year. But that's a side note. They weren't on this album. But there were country artists on here that I honestly did not care for. But it was, I feel like they were on here to legitimize Beyonce. And I'm just going to come out and say these, Dolly Parton, who else? What's my man's name? I like him. I do like John Wayne, but John Wayne wasn't on this album. John Wayne was a killer. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. But I'm looking at the album now. Hopefully it doesn't play, Where is he at? Yeah, y'all, I'm not going to skip this. Why are they not showing the... Bless me. Jeez. I hate being sick. That's weird. They had the features on here before. Okay, that's weird. That is weird. That's weird. Anyways, get it together, the music app I listen to. Either or, it was one out of the, I want to say five or so country artists, like people who actually make country music, that I actually liked. Everyone else, I was aware of, what's her name? The lady who made, again, the features for some reason aren't even showing now, which is unfortunate because it was showing on this app. Taylor, I believe is her name. I'm not going to exit out any of this. There it goes. Tanner Adele. Willie Nelson. That was the guy that I was thinking of. I like him as a personality. I like Willie Nelson. But Willie Nelson, I don't care for Miley Cyrus, which also, I'm skipping around in my notes at this point because I have something to say about that. But as I was stating before, and I was supposed to stick to the pros, but I'm going to finish this point and continue on with the pros. Y'all don't like it, so be it. A lot of these names on here were just here to legitimize Beyonce within this space. Now, granted, does it work for people who are, again, connoisseurs of this space? You're going to have to ask them. I'm not a connoisseur. I like it. If I hear something, I've said this many a times on this podcast. I like music, period. What I have preferred genres, of course. But if I hear a song that is not of my favorite genre or genres and I like it, I'm not going to say, well, it's not my favorite genre, therefore I'm not going to like it. No, I'm going to say, great. I have a song that I can point to and say, I might not be too keen on a genre, but this song here, this group here, this singer here, this, you know, performer here, they're really great. I like what they do to this genre, you know? flow-wise, I thought this album flowed effortlessly. It was one of the... This is... Although I won't say this is Beyonce's best album. It's her most versatile. But this got to be her smoothest album. Production-wise. As far as flow-wise. Within the tracks. I really like, again, Willie Nelson's... you know, his contribution to the album. Dolly Parton. Don't care about her. But I do think that having her on the album... do what she does as far as, you know, her personality. Again, not only was an attempt to legitimize Beyonce within this space, but it was a nice touch to this album. But flow wise I really did like it. It felt like I was listening to a great radio station that knew how to a DJ that actually knew how to pick track from track from track. Again, that was a pro. Unfortunately, I will say that the very high vibe that I had about this album, because this was like, okay, I'm really here for this album when I first listened to it, and at the because of that beginning part, that dropped after Texas Hold'em, you know. And it was a few tracks before Texas Hold'em that was, I like My Rose. I didn't necessarily like that. It's going to sound mean, but I have to say it. That's one of Beyonce's worst songs. It just is. All right? Not because it's a country song. I just mean worst songs, period. Think of all the songs she's ever made in her long career. That's one of her worst songs. I really did not like My Rose. And that was just a big ew. Like, I just don't like the sound and everything. I mean, it didn't sound good. Let me put it that way. That's why I don't like it. But Texas Hold'em was dope. Texas Hold'em was dope. Now, this is a song that I've been listening to prior to this album dropping. Texas Hold'em and 16 Characters were the two songs that dropped, the two singles that dropped before this album even dropped. So, I listened to those songs like crazy. And I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them in the context of this album here. My mind did not change about them. They're not played out to me. But like I said, after Texas Hold'em, this album got real spotty. Real spotty. And when I mean spotty, I mean more bad spots than good. It was like picking mold off of bread. Right? Like, no, I hope no one's ever in a dire situation where they need something to eat to the point where they're picking the mold off the bread and there's more mold on the bread than there is than there is white spots on the bread that hasn't been infested by the mold. This album was like that to me. And it was like there was a lot more mold than there was the good spots. This is the first low-rated Beyonce album that I'm unfortunately gonna have to give her. Yeah. Although, again, as I've stated before, at least she didn't pull a Drake. I do think even the songs that I don't like are songs that are very creative and formulaic within this genre. I also liked the... I thought it was interesting. I'll say it that way. I thought it was interesting how she felt the need to remind us, whether it be someone else reminding us or Beyonce herself. Shout out to Linda Martell telling us that this is an album that is just, you know, of many different genres. Majority country. And this is me speaking, not Linda at this point. But majority country. At the end, it definitely gave Renaissance One vibes. And I would have to say, I preferred that. As far as listening wise, I haven't returned to Renaissance, the first Renaissance, at all, to be honest with you. It's not her best work, but it's not her worst work. But if I had to choose between the first Renaissance and this one, I'd choose the first Renaissance. And again, the things that she did well on both Renaissance 1 and Act 2, or at least Act 1 and Act 2, is she contributed a lot to the genres, or the majority genre, that was the focal point on both albums. It wasn't "I'm Beyonce and you're gonna enjoy it because I'm Beyonce." It was "I'm Beyonce and I definitely do have, and I want to add something to this genre, and I'm going to study the greats. I'm going to study those before me. I'm going to have voices that are in this field, and I'm going to have the greats who are in this field to, again, whether you want to see it as a way of legitimizing her or a way of her paying homage to these pioneers. However you see it, you can see and hear the respect she has, both on Act 1 and this one as well. It's just sonically I preferred Act 1 than this. So, honestly, I thought that was going to take forever. I had a lot of notes, but I'm confident that I covered pretty much everything except my favorite tracks, which we will get into after I share y'all my rating. I have to give this a 5 out of 10, though. Yeah, so we'll get into a commercial break, and then we'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast, just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. Right, back with my favorite tracks, and I have 4, so let's get right into it. The 4th favorite track is Alligator Tears. Now, I forgot to mention this in the bass review. Another part of the pros was, as far as creativity goes, and this song proves it, also the song that is my number 3 favorite track, so I'll talk about them for, at the same time, since what I have to say about 2 totally different songs, obviously, but what I have to say, what I really enjoyed about both songs was definitely the Prince vibes. Definitely the Prince vibes, and I thought it was really interesting because, again, if this album is, you know, heavily country influenced, Prince is definitely not a name that comes to mind when you think of country music. Now, Prince, anyone who channels Prince and does it well, you're good in my book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to love the song. If you do it for an entire album, I'm going to love the album. Shout out to Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer, as I've stated, one of my favorite albums of the last decade. But as far as Alligator Tears in American Requiem. Yeah, man, like, more so on American Requiem than Alligator Tears, but nonetheless, like, I heard Prince on this. I heard Prince, and it wasn't like it was his vocals, it was Beyonce. It was like Prince speaking through Beyonce. It was just beautiful singing, beautiful vibe, you know, just dope music in general. So that takes care of the number 4 and 3 songs. Number 2. Texas Hold'em. Now, number 2 and number 1 are very interchangeable as far as, well, let me not say that. But number 2 and number 1, as I've stated before, you know, Texas Hold'em is a song that I heard before listening to this album. It's a song that we all heard before listening to this album. And I still love the song. I love hearing it in within the context of this album. I love listening to it outside of this album. Little fun note about that. I understand now what artists, well, not artists, maybe some artists, but music reviewers, because I've heard them say this in the past. I don't pay attention to music reviewers now. I only listen to my own reviews. But in the past, when I did listen to other reviewers, there were certain reviewers who would say things like, you know, especially when it came to the singles that dropped before a project dropped, they will talk about the song within the context of the album. And I always used to have the mindset of, well, the song didn't change. So if you didn't like it before, if you liked it before, what is, you know, different about it now? It's the same song. It's literally the single that dropped before the album dropped. This very song. So why is it good listening to it on a solo tip before the album, and then within the context of the album, you either feel different than about this song than what you said before, or, you know, I don't know, something changed. I never used to understand that. Now, it didn't take this album for me to understand that. This is something that I've noted for, you know, some time now, but I'm making a note on this album because it was very heavy within this song and the number one song, where it was like, yeah, these are two songs, and although I kind of give away the number one song, but these are two songs that I listened to prior to this album coming out, and I think that the number one song, which I'm just going to say now, 16 Carriages. 16 Carriages was great before listening to this album. Within the context of this album, it boosted my love for the song. Maybe, again, of how it flowed with the rest of the song, how it flowed on the album, where it was organized and all that stuff. Maybe so. Texas Hold'em was a good transition as well. I like the transition into Texas Hold'em. But as I was listening to it in the context of this album, I'm like, I love this song. But I didn't get that tingly feeling, I guess, when I listened to 16 Carriages on this album. Because it just was like, whoa, like, it was weird because it was like I'm listening to a great song for the first time, or at least this great song for the first time. And I played the heck out of 16 Carriages as I've played the heck out of Texas Hold'em, you know? So these are songs that I'm very familiar with. Was not familiar with any song other than those two prior to listening to this album. So, yeah. Those are my 4 favorite songs on this album, and that's my thoughts on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter. Would love to know your thoughts. You can do so by sending in a voice message, link in the description box below, or hit me up on Instagram. You can find that in the description box below as well. Please support the podcast in any way you feel inclined to do so by subscribing. If you're not subscribing, sharing, rating, these things are great. You can donate as well. PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, all in the description box below. But your simple share, listen, subscription, rating, these are just as appreciated as you donating anything to me. All right. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.